Hey, what is up? It is Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about what's going on with Bitcoin in the past 12, 24 hours or so. Why is it dipping? Is there a specific reason behind why it's dipping? Am I doing anything from a portfolio perspective? Am I moving any money around? And should you be doing anything? And how does it really relate to the B2X fork? I want to cover all of that and discuss that in detail in today's video. But before I kick off, I just want to say a quick thank you to everybody who has been with me either since the beginning, just found the channel, wherever you're coming from. Yesterday, I noticed it hit 1 million views on the channel and it's been around for less than 3 months, coming up on 3 months tomorrow. So that is pretty crazy considering the first video I ever put out, I think had 15 views the first day I put it out. So it's been pretty awesome to have you guys join and participate with all of you. It's been an incredible journey so far. So thank you very much just for all the support. It's been absolutely awesome and appreciate it. If you are new to the channel by any chance, hit that subscribe button. I do daily videos on crypto and then I do YouTube Live happy hours, which I'm actually going to be doing one tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. I will set that up, but we're going to do a crypto YouTube Live happy hour tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to join, just hit that little notify bell in your YouTube app so you get that when I go live. Now let's get into the important stuff. So Bitcoin in the past, let's say 24 hours or so, we'll take a look at the actual movement. So kind of the top in the past. So in the past day and a half, Bitcoin's down about 8%, down $600 in the past day and a half. In the past, let's say 6 hours since this morning at around 8 p.m. Eastern time, we're looking at Bitcoin down close to 5%, down about $400, which is pretty substantial when you're thinking about something the size and scope of Bitcoin now, over $100 billion market cap. Pretty significant price movement. If you have Bitcoin right now, if you're holding Bitcoin, especially if you bought near the top, you're probably freaking out a little bit, maybe rightfully so. But looking at where we're at right now from Bitcoin's standpoint, a lot of what I think this sell-off has to do with is that people are looking at the B2X fork upcoming. And a lot of the reason that, part of the reason, but a lot of the reason, that Bitcoin has continued to rise up is there has been a continued incentive to hold on to Bitcoin with the B2X fork upcoming. So people have known that the B2X fork is happening. There is going to be a hard fork. If you hold Bitcoin during that fork, you're going to get an equal distribution of B2X. Whether or not a lot of people agree with B2X, whether or not they're fans of it, seems like for the most part, most people are not. I myself am not really a fan of it, but regardless, people are getting B2X for holding Bitcoin. So it incentivizes the majority of people to hold Bitcoin. And not only that, but as this has incentivized people to hold Bitcoin in a lot of respects, it has disincentivized people to hold on to altcoins because they've seen Bitcoin going through the roof. We could zoom out a little bit, we've had Bitcoin go really through the roof since September, since August, September, but even more recently as we go into the last month or so, Bitcoin has really continued a strong move up from the $5,000 or so range with the Bitcoin Gold fork and now with the B2X fork. So it has continued a big time movement up with a lot of these, with a lot of these kind of movements. So as I'm looking at this, the big event that everybody's talking about, and in a lot of cases, rightfully so, is B2X and what that fork means. And the common, advice or one of the common sentiments is hold your Bitcoin up until that B2X snapshot and then sell that Bitcoin for the altcoins that have been so depressed price-wise over the past over the past month, 2, 3, 4, 5 months since the kind of this little altcoin winter period that a lot of people are referring to it as. So that's been the common sentiment in a lot of respects. But some people I think are also evaluating that, why should I hold on to Bitcoin during the fork Why don't I just take my Bitcoin now and buy a bunch of altcoins with it that are really low? And I think that has, in a lot of cases, had to do with some of the sell pressure on Bitcoin in the past day. Not only that, but I think in a lot of respects, Bitcoin is a little bit overvalued or overbought in the, you know, a little bit overvalued, a little bit overbought in the past couple of days. I mean, it's been an incredible move. I mean, there's no doubting it. It's like every single day it was like 2%, 5%, 7%. It just went up and up and up. So, you know, trees don't grow to the sky always. I mean, in the case of Bitcoin, it kind of has, but trees don't always grow to the sky, at least right away in Bitcoin's case. And there was bound to be a little bit of a pullback. And, you know, today we're obviously seeing that. So when we are looking at it, and how I am looking at this in a lot of respects is, if I'm popping over to the coin market, if I'm popping over to coin market cap here, I'm looking at these SegWit2x futures, these B2X futures. And this is, let's keep in mind, this is a small market. There is not a lot of liquidity here. It's trading on HitBTC. That's it. Less than $1 million of daily volume. So now, take this with a big old grain of salt. Absolutely. And I would probably say that these futures are overvalued with that, because that's just, in a lot of respects, my opinion on at least what I've seen with the Bitcoin gold futures is these futures tend to be highly, highly valued. And then the second that there's an opportunity for the people that want to, you know, sell this B2X, as soon as it hits the exchanges, then there's going to be a good potential for those individuals to really just drop down the price, because there's going to be a lot of sell pressure. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, at this rate, this is probably overvalued. But even if it's overvalued, let's say B2X futures turn out to be worth half of what it is right now. So 0.1 Bitcoin. 0.1 Bitcoin is B2X to Bitcoin. And if you're holding on to Bitcoin, the incentive to hold on to Bitcoin through the B2X fork is that you're basically going to make 10% free money or a 10% dividend if this drops in half. If it stays or goes up where it's at right now, you're talking about a 21% dividend or 21% free cash, or however you want to refer to it as. I know it is a contentious hard fork. It is. There's a lot of debate around it. A lot of people don't like it, but in a lot of respects, you're getting free money that may or may not devalue the overall brand of Bitcoin and things like that. But for all intents and purposes, right now, let's just say it's free money. So you're getting probably worst case, 10% free money, 10% dividend. Where it's at right now, 21% dividend. What I think people are looking at right now is, with these altcoins, can I outpace the return of B2X for holding my Bitcoin? And should I just hop into altcoins beforehand, because I'm going to make more than 20%, or I'm going to make more than 30%, or I'm going to make more than, let's say, conservatively speaking, 10%. And if we hop over to, so on-chain FX, just in here, and I pulled up a couple different things. So just in the top, I have the 24-hour change versus USD versus Bitcoin overall price. And then I popped in these on the side too for interest and context, but days since all-time high and the percentage down since the all-time high. So Bitcoin is one day away. Yesterday was its all-time high at 7%, or it's down 7% since then. The only other thing in the top 15, it's been a long time in a lot of respects for anything in the top 15 to be anywhere near its all-time high. I mean, you have Ethereum, it's almost, you know, almost 6 months since, you know, five or so months since its all-time high. Bitcoin Cash a ways away from its all-time high. Ripple about 6 months away from its all-time high. And a lot of these, you know, a lot of these cryptocurrencies are down 28%, 30%, 50, 40, 33, 45% since their all-time, you know, from their all-time high. So I think a lot of people are looking at these numbers and saying, can I outpace Bitcoin after the fork? Is this going to be an opportunity for me to, you know, to improve upon things after we move up here? And with that, you know, with that in mind, I think that's a pretty decent thesis. And while I am looking to keep a large majority of my holdings in Bitcoin, you know, into the fork to get that B2X to, you know, quote unquote, have that dividend, I'm also looking at some potential opportunities to diversify, like I've said before. And I think that if you almost take a two-headed approach, and I'm looking at taking a two-headed approach, my strategy is continuing to evolve here, but I'm looking at taking a two-headed approach in a lot of respects of holding on to Bitcoin to get that B2X, but also staying in the altcoin market prior to the fork, which has benefited me today. In the case of OMG, up 7%, still an OMG. Civic not really moving much, but Ethereum up nicely. Litecoin as well. Recently moved a little bit into Litecoin as well. So Litecoin up nicely as well. But making some more, keeping my Bitcoin right now and making a concerted move into the altcoins, because I'm looking at, I think that in a lot of respects, these altcoins are going to pump since their market caps are so depressed. They're going to pump significantly more than potentially the B2X futures return that you're going to get. So that's big news, and I think, or not necessarily news, but that's somewhat of my thesis and what I'm looking at here is how, what's going to give me the greatest return? Is it holding B2X futures or is it holding Bitcoin to get B2X and selling that B2X off or holding onto it, but probably selling that B2X off, maybe making 10%? Not a bad day at the office, 10% return on investment. That's nothing to slouch at, but there's also, I think, a decent possibility that we could see some of these altcoins making a nice size run. And as I'm looking at that, that's what I'm evaluating here going into the future. So has been an interesting day with Bitcoin, you know, with Bitcoin down, losing a decent amount of its market capitalization. I mean, down 7% on the day and 7% really from its all-time high, whereas basically everything else in the top 15 is up. And in a lot of respects, up double digits on a Bitcoin trading pairing perspective. You have Ethereum almost up 10% on Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash up 7%, and this is on a Bitcoin trading perspective. But Monero up really nicely, up almost 14% US dollar standpoint. And then on a Bitcoin trading perspective, almost up 22%. OMG up almost 15%. IOTA up almost 15%. So these have been, it's been a nice day, and I think you're seeing some of that exit from Bitcoin into these altcoins right now. That money is pretty clearly flowing from Bitcoin to those altcoins. And I think that might continue to happen in the near future as people look to get some of these deals on the altcoins as they've been, you know, dropped pretty significantly looking at how these have moved. So I'm continuing to develop my overall thesis for the next 2 weeks or for the next week and a half or so at this point in time. I think that it's going to be a pretty crazy time leading up to the B2X fork and after the fork. So I would definitely stay tuned to the charts, stay tuned to what's happening, stay tuned to the channel. Hey, why not? I try to be as quick and as immediate as possible with this news. So I'm keeping an eye on everything that's going on because I think that you know, we're going to see some pretty crazy price action in Bitcoin and in the altcoins prior to and during SegWit 2X and during this fork, and it's going to have some pretty. I think it's going to be some volatile times. Maybe good for you, maybe bad for you. We'll have to see, and it depends on how you play it. But as always, best of luck with how you play it. I don't care what you're betting on, you know, positive, negative, going long, shorting, whatever you might be doing. Best of luck to you in that movement. So outside of that, guys, if you are new, like I said, to the channel, hit that subscribe button. Do daily videos on crypto, YouTube Live, happy hour tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And from there, hit that little notify bell just so you're able to catch on when I am live. Thank you so much for your time, guys. I appreciate it. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.